Canadian judge says the CEO of Overstock.com here in Utah must pay nearly $1 million for libeling a Vancouver man. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, the judge says Patrick Byrne and the author of an article about Altaf Nasrallah falsely portrayed him as an arms dealer and drug trafficker with connections to Al-Qaeda and the mafia. The Vancouver Sun this week called it a ruthless campaign to destroy his reputation. Now, this does not have to do with Overstock.com, but rather another website Byrne owns called Deep Capture, which posts about financial news. Nasrallah says it wasn't about the money in the lawsuit for him, but rather getting his side of the story out. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Two Florida brothers are charged with
paying nearly $1 million in a libel case against a Canadian businessman. The judge says he portrayed him as a mobster and terrorist, among other things. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, Patrick Byrne founded Overstock.com and another website called Deep Capture. Articles about this Vancouver man appeared on that site, and a judge says it was defamation and libel. Vancouver Sun says Byrne has to pay $1.2 million Canadian dollars to Altaf Nasrallah for articles that referred to him as a criminal, arms dealer, mobster, member of the mafia, terrorists, and more. Nasrallah says he tried to get the articles taken down before finally suing. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.